what you invest in, then you'll give attention to, whether that's time or money, but it is money. So if you're the type of person that's always trying to find the cheapest way or the free way to do things, there's a danger in that, because then you become one of these people who, like, you never really fully commit to anything because you're not invested in it. But the second, the phrase I hear a lot is the transformation begins with the transaction. So the second you transact money, then you're like, oh shit, I'm invested in it. Like, if you think about the difference, and there's many ways to think about this. One way is you think about it with a gym trainer. If you pay for personal training, where you've just paid $300 a month for a personal trainer, you're going to show up to your workouts because you're going to feel like an idiot if you don't, because you just spent $300 a month.
Laughing Vikings Live. High vibe chats with actors, comedians, and creators, plus stand-up comedy, sketch comedy, and most importantly, you. That's right, join us every Monday for new episodes, and you can be a part of the show on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, and Twitch. Ask questions and interact in the comments, and make sure to share this with your actor, comedian, and creator friends so they can be a part of the show too. Can't make a live show? No problem. You can catch up on your favorite podcast platform and visit laughingvikings.com to find out how you can join the cast and crew. All right, it's time for today's show. Buckle up and make sure you stick around to the end, because we have a special surprise for you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Laughing Vikings Live. Happy Monday Fun Day. Let's go.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 57 of Laughing Vikings Live. And if you're wondering, where's Lars right now? I'm also wondering that exact same thing. He left, and I can't find him anymore. So if everyone could just sort of yell, Lars, Lars, where are you? Lars, Lars, come out now.
I'm here. Hey.
Ooh, arouse, appropriate reaction. Thank you, podcast world. I was just out, I was out in Comedy Alley. We had our Halloween show last night, and there was some leftover candy in the alley. So I spent the night out there, obviously, slept in the alley, and now I've got some generic Halloween chemicals and sugar.
You know what? I have some here as well. Let me unwrap my toffee candy.
And then get real close to the microphone, and we'll make this a Halloween ASMR episode. That's good. That's good. Want to know my favorite thing about candy?
What?
Salt, fat, sugar, chemicals. Salt, fat, sugar, chemicals. Put it in your gut. It's good. Happy Halloween, everyone. Although it was yesterday. But if we didn't say happy ha-ha Halloween to you, happy ha-ha Halloween to you. I kind of sound like a sheep. Is that how a sheep says Halloween?
Oh, Halloween.
They say it's bah Halloween.
Bah Halloween.
Bah Halloween.
Bah Halloween.
Bah happy bah Halloween.
All right. Happy bah Halloween.
I didn't realize how chewy these things were. I was like, yeah, it'll be a funny gag. Mention like Halloween.
It sticks to your mouth.
Too. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a treat that keeps on giving.
I always thought it'd be a good idea for a dentist to have, like, to give out toffee, or like the toffee is sponsored by a dentist somehow, so that just give out all this free toffee to kids, and like night toffee, sleepy toffee. And it's just it's prescribed by dentists. Okay. And you just take a nice juicy piece of toffee right before bed.
Okay.
And chew it up real nice.
Yeah. And then on the layers of your gums, or?
Yeah, like one of them rubber trays that they usually put fluoride in or tooth cleaning. You just let that sit overnight, and then you just go to bed. And you just let the toffee do its work throughout the night. And your dentist practice booms, for sure.
The cavities start going way, way up.
Yeah, when did your business really take off? Well, it was started when I started giving all the neighborhood kids toffee.
Just skyrocketed.
Toffee and jawbreakers, those big gumballs. Just like, here, sleep with this in your mouth. Lars looks like he could be a great friend at parties, says Joseph Simon.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I have toffee?
Yeah. That's it specifically. It's
because I have good business
ideas. You bring
ideas.
Candy, and most of the time, he brings prizes as well.
Yeah, candy and good business ideas.
Yeah.
So if I'm shooting the shit around the candy table at a good party and there's a dentist and he's like, business, it's not going so well. I'm like,
it is because you have candy.
Have you considered giving out toffee and jawbreakers to all of the neighborhood kids as dentists? That would, you'd probably do a better job. Mm-hmm. Or what about syrup infused toothpaste?
Like tasty toothpaste?
Yeah, but tasty because it's just straight sugar. So you're really brushing your teeth with sugar right before you go to bed. You wake up in the morning with cavities.
I'd buy that.
Then you got to go see your dentist.
I'd brush my teeth with that.
Yeah.
I would use that product. Like, I would eat that. That would be great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Chocolate-flavored toothpaste?
It'd be like you could put it on pancakes as well because then it would melt. It'd be like a solid form of syrup. Like, it would be awesome.
Maybe you don't even need a toothbrush. Maybe the pancakes are the toothbrush.
Oh, yeah. Brush your teeth with pancakes.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, kids. Why are you using that stupid old toothbrush and toothpaste that your old parents force you to use?
I want you brush to take it and throw it away.
Brush your teeth with pancakes.
Nature's toothbrush.
Bedtime pancakes. Yeah.
Fluffy, delicious. Toothbrushes made of pancakes.
Speaking of terrible oral hygiene, I once met a guy. When I met him, he was about a week or two into quitting Pepsi. And apparently he was drinking 2 to 3 2-liter bottles of Pepsi in a day. So he was drinking 2 to 6 liters. Basically, he was substituting Pepsi for water.
Yeah.
Great. If you want to drink a few liters of water, that's very healthy. But if it's sugar water, not so healthy. So he was all fucked up from the caffeine, but he was off of it. So he was like, oh man, the first 3 days are like between being addicted to the sugar and the caffeine, he was in rough shape. Yeah. But he told me, he was like, this to me was the epitome of gross. And I say this with a wad of toffee in my teeth right now.
Mm-hmm.
But he would sleep with a glass of Pepsi at his nightstand. You know, sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, I got dry mouth, and you'd grab for your water bottle or a glass of water.
No.
You would grab a glass of warm Pepsi in the middle of the night and like swish it around in his mouth as great commercial for Pepsi, by the way.
How did he?
I hope he's doing well. If he's listening to this,
yeah.
I hope you shook your Pepsi addiction and you got out of Pepsi rehab. And you were able to go on and have a successful career and family as a dentist.
Yeah, that's the flip side to it. He becomes a dentist after.
I'm a dentist. Yeah. I have so much toffee in my mouth right now. There we go. All right.
Yeah, I know.
We're just going to talk about toffee for 45 minutes. We should let people know that we originally had our guest today, casting director Stephen Mann from Mann Casting. Unfortunately, had to reschedule. He's mm-hmm. going to be back in either a week or maybe 3 weeks, but he'll be back soon. He sends his apologies. He sends his love. We send love back to him.
Mm-hmm.
Just the nature of the business. Stuff happens last minute. You got to be flexible. You got to be agile. You got to be able to improvise. If you think that this episode, we were planning on spending 10 minutes on toffee, we were not. Believe it or not,
oh my God, it's been 10 minutes on toffee.
Brushing your teeth with pancakes was not a thing. But you got to improvise mm-hmm. when the plan gets shaken up a little bit. So
yeah.
Here we are, but we do have a great episode. We're not going to talk about toffee and breakfast. No, not breakfast pancakes. Bedtime pancakes. Ooh.
Can we maybe talk pancakes. About breakfast foods one day? One day we'll just talk about breakfast foods. That'd be great.
Not today, sir.
I know. We have a show planned today. We plan things.
This was a terrible idea. This is a fiasco. And I still have another one in my hand, too, that I got to eat at some point.
You don't have to eat it. You can put it down and wait. You're committed now. You're committed to the bit.
I just got to get it out of my mouth so I can speak. I mentioned Comedy Alley. We had our Halloween show last night in Comedy Alley. You guys get it? Comedy Alley.
I'm not.
Brandon, do you get it?
No.
So it's Halloween,
uh-huh.
And it's a comedy show.
Okay.
Halloween. Uh-huh. Ha is also the sound or the familiar sound of how we write laughter. Ha ha. Ha.
Halloween.
You getting it? You get it. Yeah,
you get
it. And alley, people, when they're scared, they scream, ah!
Oh, that's scary.
There you go. So much toffee in my mouth. So we had a great show. Shout out to, who do we have on? We had Sarah Ashby.
Mm-hmm.
She also had a killer costume. She was dressed up as, do you remember? I don't remember the actual cartoon.
Demon Hunters, the new show.
Demon Ball? Devil Demon Ball, Hunter. Dragon
it's
Ball.
Not, it's not Dragon, Dragon Ball. Ball. It's not Dragon Zed? Ball. It's not
Demon
it's not Dragon. It's,
Demon yeah, Ball.
I believe
Dragon
it's called
Zed?
Demon Hunters. I'm not 100% sure though.
One Anyways, second. She decks
Demon
she decks
Slayer. Demon out. Slayer.
Demon Slayer.
Yeah.
Great costume. She does all the makeup and does everything. Looks like realistic. Like she looks like the human version of the cartoon.
Yeah.
Anto Chan, who last night was Chef Anto, had the full chef getup. It was great. We had Sandra Badalini, mm-hmm. and we called her last night Sandra Boodalini. Boo, you guys, boo. You guys get it? Boodalini. She was here. I don't know if she had a – did she have a specific name of her costume?
I don't know. I never but asked.
I'll describe her for you. She had a big –
Go for it.
She had a big wig. She had, like, these earmuffs that kind of made her look a little Princess Leia-y, and then she had a – full-on velour tracksuit, like a nice like suede velour sweatsuit kind of thing, leisure suit, I guess you'd call it. And then she had two very large inflatable latex balloon boobs in that velour thing, which mm-hmm. I would like to add. She texted me in the afternoon. She's like, you got any balloons? And I'm like, do I have balloons? Sandra, I have many balloons. She specifically asked for two. I got a text from her. At like 5 o'clock, she's like, do you have two balloons by chance? I'm like, Sandra. You know how many balloons I have? I got so many balloons. So she blew up two booby balloons and mm-hmm. Stacked her deck there. And she made a great combo. Phil Lutzi or Phil Lucy. You see what ooh. I did there? Because yeah. ooh is the yeah. sound of a voice. You guys yeah. are sound of a ghost voice.
That's
see what I did?
Scary. Ooh, there's a ghost behind you.
Lucy. Yeah, I should shut that door.
Yeah, I need to shut this one.
Phil dressed up as Chiquita, as a Chiquita Banana. Is that right? What was he calling himself last night? Chiquita Banana?
I don't know. I missed a lot of Sandra and Phil sets because I was
basically running. he was dressed in a banana suit and it was kind of like a pimp banana sort of thing. He was dressed in like a full almost like a Borat bodysuit type thing, not the full like bikini thing, but a full yellow Speedo bodysuit, and then he had like a pimp fur coat on,
yeah, and a wig
and a sweet wig. Yeah, yeah. It was great. And so thank you to all the audience, thanks to the to all the comedians. We actually did 20 weeks in a row. I think it was either 19 or 20. I believe it was 20. 20 weeks of shows in a row since July. So that was, I mean, that's 40 shows, I guess we did, or close to it. We had a couple rainouts, but thank you to all the neighborhood people, all of the audience. We had tons of repeat audience members, so many magical shows, and every show was amazing. There's so much like ridiculous comedic talent in Toronto. It's actually a little, it's insane. There's too many brilliant performers in Toronto. People used to ask, they'd always ask me like, where do you find all these comedians? How do you know so many, like, where do they all come from? And I'm like, Toronto is just stacked with comedic talent. We could book an entire year's show like right now just out of a Rolodex of pro comedians who live in and around Toronto, who I've done shows with, who have done all the festivals and all the comedy clubs in Canada.
Didn't you
other
say
countries.
You had only like tapped into like 25% of your contact list?
For yeah, comedians? I would say if I were to just rough estimate, I've probably like, yeah, of all the people I know personally who would be fine reaching out or okay. and or may want a spot, I've probably covered maybe a third of those people. So we got more shows to come. There's going to be more during the summer. So stay or during the winter, there'll be some, but not in the alley. We're going to find an indoor venue. So stay tuned for any of those Laughing Viking shows. And then we'll bring back Comedy Alley in the springtime. Once people's core temperatures are able to stay above death level, because apparently humans can't stay outside below a certain temperature indefinitely. So we don't want to find out the exact moment when that is. How long can you stay outside in the cold? I don't know. Let's see. We'll have a comedy marathon in the middle of January.
Let's do it.
See what happens.
Well, I think we'll survive. I think we can do it.
Like, I mean,
we can be coated out, right? Like we can be decked out in winter gear. Like,
right.
Okay. Yeah. We can survive.
It's never too cold. It's never too cold. You're just wearing not enough clothes. You're underdressed is the issue. So we could have shows 20 below. And as long as you're wearing 20 below type.
I mean, clothing, I agree with you, Lars. Okay. But you know what? Fashion is a sacrifice.
True. You can't wear your miniskirt in the middle of January. If you do, it's you're sacrificing your legs.
Yeah. Got to sacrifice some things.
Yeah. but if then you lose your legs to hypothermia and frostbite, then you'll never have the opportunity to wear that miniskirt again to show off those legs because they'll have been amputated. So it's a fine line. It's a delicate line.
Lars, what you're describing is future Brandon's problem. And present Brandon is not going to let that get in the way of fashion.
Right. You're like, I understand that this miniskirt may result in the loss of these legs, but these gams, these gam-gams look
these
so nice right now.
These legs need to be shown.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, BK Broiler's boots are going to walk all over you. All right. Yeah, so that's Comedy Alley. Stay tuned for Comedy Alley. We had a solid day in the studio here. We had a handful of audition sessions. You got one more with a first-timer here at the studio, which, by the way, if you are a first-timer, you're an actor out there, you need a hand with an audition, you've got a self-tape request from your agent, then just hit us up at laughingvikings.com/gift. Or if you're on Instagram, you'll find this at our link in bio. There's a button right there to get your first audition session free. And what do? We help actors rehearse and record professional auditions without tech troubles, without having to bug your family and friends so that you can have more fun and book more roles in TV, film, theater, and commercials. We do those via Zoom remotely. And if you're in the area here in Toronto or in the future, you're in an area where we have a studio nearby, we can certainly do in-studio stuff. But I feel like Zoom is the way of the world. So no matter where you are, if you're in some far off land and you got an audition, then you can hook up with us and we'll do it for free. And we take care of all the tech stuff. So by the end of it, you walk out of the studio or you log off Zoom. Mm-hmm. And then a few minutes later, your agent and or casting has the file with the slate. And you don't have to do anything except have fun and be an actor.
Yep.
You don't have to be a tech wizard.
Nope. You can come to us.
Yeah.
We're ready.
First timer tonight. So yeah, we always do that first session free. So you can take us for a spin and guaranteed, like obviously we never know who's going to book and you never really know as an actor which roles you're going to book, but you can certainly, this I can say to people if you're like, well, are you telling me like if I book an audition session at Laughing Vikings, I'm for sure going to get the role? No, obviously not. But I can tell you that your audition will be better than had you done it alone. Mm-hmm. Because we're trying to change self-tapes to we tapes. And we should change them. They're not even tapes. So the word tape is a ridiculous term now too. But self-tapes to we tapes. I like that.
Yeah,
because here's the thing. You can't do them alone. It's physically impossible. It's like, it's funny how the name self-tape came, like do it yourself. Mm-hmm. But at minimum, you need another reader who often is a family member or a friend or a neighbor And the worst is if you're trying to do it with someone who's not an actor, A, as a reader, it's going to take way longer. They're probably also not a camera person. So maybe you end up spending 2 to 3 to 4 times the amount of time trying to get one take with someone who's a non-actor. And then the biggest thing is because they're a non-actor, you're not going to get any useful feedback, really. Or there's a danger that you're not going to get useful feedback. Maybe they have an opinion, or they've watched movies, or they know you because they have a relationship with you. So maybe they're able to give you some feedback. But if it's not informed from a casting perspective or a storytelling perspective or an acting perspective, then I don't know how useful your next door neighbor or your Uncle Charlie is going to be at telling you what to do.
Yeah. The amount of tapes I botched with Uncle Charlie.
Uncle Charlie, don't trust him. He's always like, if you die at the end, here's how you die. You die. Always stick the tongue out. That's Uncle Charlie's thing. And you won't listen to Uncle Charlie.
No. It's better if you don't.
What does he know? So you can come to us and we'll help you out either in studio or via Zoom. What do you like better? Do you like in person or Zoom ones? You've done a lot of both now.
Yeah. In person. Yeah, it just feels different. It feels better.
Is that just because you're a human?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I see how you'd feel that way then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Zoom is efficient. I will say that. I mean, it makes a decent tape.
Like, right.
And I find there's not as much background noise in Zoom. Yeah, and sometimes you get happy accidents. There was one tape where a siren was going off in the background, and it worked perfectly well for the scene, and we kept that in the take. Like, it was great.
Look at you. Background sound effects.
I love that
audio
stuff.
Audio engineer. Yeah. Yeah, that's great. And I mean, the thing about Zoom now is it's the way of the casting world. It's like everyone is almost all callbacks right now are being some first auditions, but a lot of callbacks are via Zoom with production and casting on the other line. Mm-hmm. So if you're an actor out there, if you haven't got the Zoom thing or you still have tech anxiety around that, you got to bash through that because that, like, I don't know what the old, like, it's almost like the old day equivalent of that would be if you had stage fright, like if getting on a physical stage with lights in your face, if that got your heart palpitating. But that's like, you, how are you going to be an actor if you can't get on stage? Well, how are you going to be an actor if you can't get on the new Zoom stage, which is where a lot of stuff is being made? And some, I mean, at some levels, there's actual productions being made via Zoom, sort of these new age Zoom theater productions. But casting is happening via Zoom. So I think people got to get on board. I feel sorry for people if there's actors. Like, just imagine an actor out there right now who was barely online before the pandemic. Like, maybe they didn't have much social media. They didn't have a website. They didn't have an IMDb page. They weren't really into social media, any of that stuff. They didn't edit. They weren't tech savvy that way. And then now on top of that, we don't have in-person auditions. Mm-hmm. Like, to have to do self-tapes and Zoom stuff. If you don't know how to do that, and I know a lot of people do know it, so it's just not an issue. But for those that don't, we can help you out. And then for those that maybe, for a lot of people, it's not that they don't have the tech. They got a great camera. They got the lighting in the home studio, but they just need another reader and or some second eyes. So that's what all the session directors here at Laughing Vikings do really well, is they'll give you constructive criticism, not even criticism, constructive feedback, and or directions, and or just really creative ideas, so that you'll come in and maybe something you didn't think of, they throw an idea. Oh, what if you tried this? And then you go ahead and do it. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, that worked out really well.
Yeah. And most of the time it just sort of comes down to reminding them about relationship, or what are you fighting for? What's the moment before? Like, the first three guideposts that Tom teaches in his workshops, most of the time, that's what you need, just to up level even like one notch of your self-tape.
Yeah, what's my relationship? Who am I talking to? Where's the love? Where's the conflict? And what was I doing a moment before all this happened? Mm-hmm. Yes. And I also really believe part of the process here in working with someone else on a self-tape is just two brains are better than one. Creatively, a group of people creatively are always going to be better than one person. So it's that, it's sort of that like 1+1=3 effect. So if you're doing it at home with someone who's a non-actor, yeah, okay, you might, you're like, I'm not saying you won't get a tape done and you won't get a take done, but you're probably leaving creativity in your choices on the table from not having a discerning second pair of eyeballs that can give you some input that you trust and is useful, you know?
Yeah. And it feels like a rehearsal a lot of the times when you come into the room, or that's how I feel with it, where it's like they come into the room, you're working with another actor on a scene, you're laughing, you're having fun, you're enjoying like just being in the room with another actor and just having that back and forth or having that competition go. Like it feels great. It feels uplifting. And like there's no better way, like what Tom always says, rehearse is to rehear, right? Sometimes you need to rehear it in order to really understand what the words mean or what the story actually is of the scene.
Yeah. I concur. All right. What else are we going to talk about today? I have some more toffee here. Should I eat another piece of toffee?
No, you're going to save it for later.
No.
Why don't we go through the website?
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's show people how to book if they haven't, booked yet. So is that the website?
This is the website. This is the main page of laughingvikings.com.
All right. Well, you can go to laughingvikings.com. Also, if you're on Instagram, the fastest way to do anything is just through our link in bio. There's literally buttons for all of this stuff at our link in bio. So you can click on book Zoom or book studio. Let's book a Zoom. There's a Zoom session. We got a little video there that they can listen to. Mm-hmm. You could scroll down a little bit. What else we got? Keep going. What does a session include? You get pro readers, session directors of trained actors with TV, film, theater, and commercial casting experience. Sessions are about an hour. You got 45 minutes on camera, give or take about 15 minutes for editing to snip it together and send it off. But 45 minutes, that's 15 minutes per scene. If you compare that to back in the day where you'd walk into a room and you'd have like one take to do all your scenes and you're in and out of the room in 5 minutes, assuming you've done some prep, 45 minutes is so much time. It should be enough to do almost anything. Mm-hmm. And then the file transfer, we do that right immediately. So we snip it together. However, the instructions are, sometimes it's one file, sometimes it's separate files with slate separate, but whatever you need to do. And then we just send it via WeTransfer so that you got it, your agent has it, casting has it. So literally most people here, they finish their audition and then they just walk out and 15 minutes later, their agent has it and we get a thank you from their agent, or we get an email saying, ha ha ha, that was so great. Thank you so much. This was a great audition. Fantastic work. Always getting good feedback here. Keep scrolling. What do we got? Just some pictures. I think I've mentioned that already. We do we got some testimonials here from Steve Patterson, from Phil Lutzi. What does he say? Steve Patterson is amazing, hilarious comedian, host of CBC Debaters. I had a really fun chance to do a Zoom session with him. It was during the pandemic, I think, actually.
Yeah.
Steve Patterson says, Lars ran a fabulous session, allowing me to indulge all my choices and gave excellent notes that I immediately incorporated. He also read as a convincing 12-year-old girl, a testament to his own talent and range. In the end, we came up with the rarest of things, an audition tape that I'm proud of and will actually watch again myself because it was a fun and rewarding experience. Loved Steve Patterson. Have you ever seen The Debaters or listened to The Debaters?
No.
CBC radio show that he's the host of. And he's also an incredible Canadian legend stand-up comic. Phil Lutzi over here from Bad Blood, New Eden, and also is a Canadian Comedy Award winner. He says, my agents are always pleased with the quality produced by Lars and the LV team. They work with you to enhance your performance, make suggestions, and never rush. Booking online is easy, even same day, and the membership saves you money. All right. So let's book one here. Let's book. Should we book for a non-member, assuming you're a non-member?
Mm-hmm.
So you book a Zoom. click on it, give it the old clickety click, and you'll see if you're on a desktop. Keep scrolling. Maybe we haven't updated this one. I don't think I've updated the Zoom ones yet.
Oh, okay.
We'll zip out of here for the Zoom for now. Book a studio one. Yeah, there you go. And you can just click that book now button right at the top. There you go.
There you go.
And then click on book my studio session. And you'll see in the left-hand side what the session includes. Like I said, 45 minutes on camera, immediately file transfer, editing. You got HD videography, the monitor playback. And then down below where it says choose appointment. So just to explain, on the website, you're doing two things when you book. You're scheduling and then you're paying. You're scheduling, then you're paying. So just to make sure that what you're doing, sometimes people, they skip the scheduling and they pay. So we get a payment, but no booking. Or sometimes people book to schedule, but then they don't pay. So we have a scheduled appointment, but we can't honor it because we don't have a payment at this point. So someone else might scoop it. So to schedule, you scroll here. Let's show them the little scrolly scroll here, Brandon. So you choose your session directors. Let's choose Brandon Knox. I hear he's pretty good.
I do. I hear he's also pretty good.
And then the brilliant thing is Brandon Knox or any session director, their schedule will pop up. So we changed this recently. The scheduler used to be after payment, but now you can kind of do both things at once. So you see today, we've still got a 10 p.m. The online scheduler, just to let you know, only lets you book within, you need a 2-hour minimum. So our session directors need a little advance warning to get here and make sure that the studio is set up and that we've got time for you. There's a spot at 10. So let's pick the 10 p.m. The general hours, I'll tell you, are between typically 8 a.m. and 11 p.m. on most days. There's some exceptions to that, but also every session director, they keep their own internal hours within those times. So some session directors don't run sessions on the weekends. Others don't run them in the evenings. Others don't run them in the mornings. So just find your session director. If you ever don't see a time that you like, just choose a different session director. Generally, like I said, we're 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. I did one at like 9 p.m. on Christmas Eve last year, if you're wondering, like, what about Christmas? It's a big enough audition and you need it on Christmas. Who cares? Come in and we'll do it. Mm-hmm. So let's book one here. Let's book one for old Guy. Guy Gale.
Guy Gale. That's a nice name.
Guy Gale is the phone number. Throw it in there. His phone number is 519-336-9876. Somebody call that number and then if they're...
No, actually don't call that number.
Tell them we heard it on a... Tell them we heard it on the, on the Laughing Vikings Live.
I'll just do LOL.
That's fine. Yeah, you don't even need to complete it. So here's a... Let's do this, though. So
yeah.
When you book, there's a little questionnaire. If it's an in-studio audition, there's a little COVID screening. Please don't come here if you're super contagious with some contagious disease, COVID or otherwise. But do you have any of the symptoms? Let's assume that you're a no. Have you been in close contact with someone? No. Have you traveled? No. Number of scenes in your audition side. So let's say it's a biggie. You got three. Let's say you got three scenes here. Do you need a slate? Yep. Throw in your character name. Goose. This is a Top Gun remake. Throw in your email address that they want this file sent to. So this may be different than your email. A lot of people throw in two or three agent emails, or they're sending it to a manager, a casting director, and an agent. If you have your sides, you can upload them. You can also just send them or bring them when you arrive here. And then you would upload it, and then you would just click complete appointment. Now, fun fact, just on this website right now, fun fact, there is a button when you're scheduling for redeem coupon package. That's actually not where you use our coupon codes. Long story short. So, but just keep in mind, you're scheduling here and then you're paying in the next section. So here you would just click complete appointment and you're going to get an email saying a confirmation email that you've been confirmed for 10 p.m., And then now on the other side, you have complete payment. So here, if you had a coupon code as a first timer or any other promo, you throw it in there, throw in your email, your name. You pay by credit card or PayPal. We're waiting on crypto. As soon as we're able to accept Ether or Bitcoin, we will, believe you me. And then you hit complete purchase and you're good to go. So there's a little walkthrough. It's pretty easy, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fairly simple.
Click the link in bio and Instagram and you book directly by there. There's a button as well. Once you've done this a few times, it's fairly simple, but it can be a little clunky for the first time because there's a few different buttons, but book it and then you're off to the races.
That's it.
And the other thing I should let people know too is the great thing about an online scheduler is you don't have to reach out in advance and be like, hey, are you available then or this time? And then you end up having like emails back and forth or you're slipping into DMs. That's the slow, annoying way to book with us. The way to book with us is go directly to the website, go to the scheduler, look at the schedule, find the time that you need and book it. If the time is there, when it's booked, it's available. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we occasionally have people where they think they got to like fire a warning shot, like they'll text us or they'll email of us or they'll send a Facebook DM or an Instagram DM, or they'll send all of those things because we didn't reply because we're in a session and we have an online scheduler. We've hired robots to do this. We don't have a secretary. We have a robot algorithm scheduler to do this. And the brilliant thing about it is you do it automatically on your own end. And when something comes up, oh no, last minute, something happened. You just go to the original confirmation email and you reschedule with a click of a button or two on your end without having to be like, hey, remember how we just had that back and forth conversation over the course of 3 days and finally settled on this time? Well, now I can't come at that time. When are the next available times? You don't have to do any of that. You just go back to your robot, tell the robot the time you need, and the robot will talk to our robot and we'll get you in at the appropriate time. Love it.
Gotta love robots.
Love it. There's a lot of things that humans aren't going to have to be spending any time doing. And it's most things that are robot related these days. It's great. I'm big on robots.
Hey, everybody loves robots.
Right?
They're worried about them. But everyone loves them.
What else? So that was how to book. What else do we want to show? Oh, let's talk about studio rentals because we've had a decent chunk of those recently, but we don't really publicly advertise it so much. So we booked the back studio and we have that can be done for on-camera auditions and also VO auditions. We have a voice booth in the back room. So whether it's voice or on camera, book an audition session. But we also make the entire studio available. So if you're a person who has their own production, maybe you want to do some green screen videos. Maybe you want to shoot a little short film. Maybe you want to run a small casting session for your short film when you don't have an area to do it. Although I would question that. I'd be like, why don't you just do self-tapes and Zoom? Like, why do you even need a real place to it? But if you absolutely felt you needed that, then you can book our entire studio. And that's right up there under rentals on the website. And that's the front studio, the back studio
to do that,
and
or you do have a space, but you just want some.
Oh, click that. Yeah. There we go. So this, if you want to ask us, like, I mean, you can spend your whole life auditioning, which is what you got to do, or you can make your own productions. So if you're asking me what's the fastest way to have an acting career, I would say it's to write and produce your own things, even if it's just on your phone or get some friends together. But sometimes you need a little extra equipment or you need a space. So here you can get access to our space, to our equipment, and every booking comes with a production assistant. So you'll have one of us here kind of at your service for the duration of your session, whatever that means. You need us to help set up lights. You need us to hold the tape. You need us to find you a light bulb. You need us to do whatever. We'll do that. We'll help you out with it. And that's so that you can run your own video productions, your own voiceovers, casting sessions, rehearsals, Zoom events, podcasting. And we've done all those things. So scroll down a little bit. Let's see what we got on here. So the full studio rental, it would include everything. So it would include the back room, the actor audition studio, what we call it, the small back studio, lights, backdrops, camera, monitors, everything you need to record professional auditions. And there'd be a session director there. That would include the voice over booth as well. Use the voice booth mic mixer to record your voiceovers for TV, film, audiobooks, animation, commercials. Also, you get an audio engineer, production assistant with you to help you with that. Scroll down there. And then the main studio space, people use it out here for video production, rehearsal space, casting. If they use the back room for casting, they'll use the front space here as a waiting room. Zoom events, if you've got a big Zoom event, you need a space to run it and be the on-camera person, then you can use our space. Podcasting like we do. Plus, if you're renting the entire studio, you get access to everything, all of that. Plus the bathroom, the kitchen. We've got tons of tables, chairs, Wi-Fi. And so click on the Book Studio button. So we do 2 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours, or if you need a full day, 8 hours. If you need anything more than that, you'd have to reach out to us at lol@laughingvikings.com or shoot us a DM on Instagram or Facebook. Generally, the rates, I think they start at, click on a 2 hour rental there. So it's about, I guess it's $97 an hour for the, for a 2 hour rental. What does that get you? It gets you the whole studio. So it's essentially a buyout of the whole studio. You get the lights and backdrop, the camera, monitors, the VO booth, the mic, the mixer, the Wi-Fi, the bathroom, all of that stuff so that you sort of got run of the studio to do as you please. And then as you go up in price, the more hours you book in one block, that price comes down as well too. But that gives you everything you need to run your own productions. People have run workshops. People have run rehearsals. They've run their own casting sessions. They've run their own, what else have we had? Yeah, we had a writing workshop where she had a bunch of students and they came and just used the space to run their own workshop. So a million different things you can use it for, but same way to book. Do you see the schedule on there too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it works exactly the same way. You just pick the date and time. If it's available, it's available. If you see it there, it's available. Book it, and then on the next page is the scheduler. So it'd be the exact same thing. Yeah, we don't even need to roll through it all.
We don't need to go through that. And your information, same as before.
You guys have filled out forms before, right? You know how forms work, your name, your address, your phone number, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and it's the same as the booking studio where you fill in your information here and then you move over and you just click complete my purchase.
Right. First you schedule, then you purchase. First you schedule, then you pay. Always two things, schedule, then pay. If you pay but don't schedule, we don't know when you're going to come. If you schedule and don't pay, you might come, but we might not be here. Or you might come and the spot will be booked. Mm-hmm. Neither of those things would be good for anyone. But if by chance that ever did happen, we would find a way to figure it out and make it happen and solve everyone's problems. But hopefully that doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
We should also let people know that assuming you are a member of Laughing Vikings Audition Club, if you're part of our membership here, you also get 50% off all of those rental rates. So all of those numbers would be cut in half for you as a member. In addition, you're getting discounted audition sessions via Zoom and in studio. You're getting discounted voiceover sessions. You're getting discounted Comedy Alley and Laughing Vikings live show tickets. So to become a member, that's one of the perks, is everything else, all of our regular services for you are a special VIP price.
Because you are our VIPs.
Yes. All right. What else? What else we got? What do we want to talk about today?
We could probably actually start wrapping up if you wanted.
Well, I got a chocolate in my mouth, so we can't quite wrap up. Got to at least finish this.
Oh, yeah. Why don't we talk about realizations and lessons learned this month? Because we've been busy with the Shakespeare learning and working with Tom and all the others. And I was doing a VO workshop. So what have you learned this month, Lars? What really sticks out to you?
I mean, we've talked about it before. I think it's really along the theme of having a growth mindset and a learning mindset. And part of that, I think, is been in an investment mindset. So seeing all these classes, seeing conservatory workshops, books, and even the time as an investment. Tom always says, love makes time, love takes time. If you want to really look about what you care about in your life, you have to look at the time you're spending on that. And you can't say like, oh no, I really love acting. But if you're only spending an hour a week, or the only time you're spending on it is when you get an audition from your agent, then you're like, well, okay, do you really love it? Because if you said you really loved someone, your kids or your spouse, but you only spent a half an hour or less, or you only ever spent any time with them when someone else sent you an email saying, hey, you got to spend time with me because tonight that thing, then it could be argued, do you really love that thing? So yeah, I think it's just an ongoing like quest to deepen your own personal relationships, your own personal growth as well, and just double down and triple down and continue to invest in that, which also comes with a big, me personally, I've found in the last month, energy level wise, I'm lower energy than I have been. And I think it's because just scheduling, I've had a lot going between Comedy Alley and from a conservatory. So one of my realizations is scheduling myself, prioritizing. I've enrolled in this conservatory, which is only 8 months out of my life. So that should be a lot of things take a side burner right now. And maybe there were some things that I've been trying to juggle that I could just completely put on hold between now and May. And then just make sure that I got the blinders on, be like, okay, I'm in like intense, like I'm Luke Skywalker on Dagobah with Yoda right now. I'm not there. And also checking a million messages and doing all these other things. So I think that's something for me. And then a realization for me too, is I got to get back my fitness and my workout regimen. So I think that's what brings you a lot of energy. If you're working out regularly, you have better energy than you do if you don't. So, that's for me, but yeah, growth, keep growing, keep investing. And what you invest in is what you're going to like, what you invest in, then you'll give attention to, whether that's time or money, but it is money. So if you're the type of person that's always trying to find the cheapest way or the free way to do things, there's a danger in that, because then you become one of these people who like you never really fully commit to anything because you're not invested in it. But the second, the phrase I hear a lot is the transformation begins with the transaction. So the second you transact money, then you're like, oh shit, I'm invested in it. Like if you think about the difference, and there's many ways to think about this. One way is you think about it with a gym trainer. If you pay for personal training where you've just paid $300 a month for a personal trainer, you're going to show up to your workouts because you're going to feel like an idiot if you don't, because you just spent $300 a month. Or the difference between going out and buying show tickets, being like, okay, I'm going to buy tickets to Broadway for this date at this time, you're going to show up, versus if you were to say to someone, yeah, maybe, what do you think? You want to go to that Broadway show next week? Yeah, maybe. I'll see. Let me get back to you. But the second you make the transaction to buy the tickets, you're going to show up. So, and it's the same thing with self-tapes here. Making that little investment and the time, you scheduled it, you paid for it, you've got another person in your session director on the hook who's going to be there too. So much like a gym trainer, now if you don't show up to that session, you're out the money and you've inconvenienced someone else as well. So chances are you're going to show up. Obviously there's exceptions and weird things happen. So if you emergency came up, we'll either hold a credit or we'll refund you. We'll do what we need to do. But the lesson is you're going to put in the time, and you're certainly going to prep a little bit before, because you know, okay, I'm going to do it at this time. So the second you book that self-tape audition or book anything, you're committed and you're invested to it, and you're going to pay attention to it and put time and energy and love into it, and then it's going to pay off for you, versus if you're like, oh no, I don't want to invest. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, you should always keep investing. I feel like my biggest realization is digging deep to find confidence. And that's always been something I've struggled with. I've never been overly confident. And I used to wear that as a badge of honor. And like, it's not. You need to be confident and you need to take risks. And for a long time, I wasn't doing that. And I still continuously keep trying to push myself to try and not try to keep pushing myself beyond what I think I'm capable of, because there are so many people that tell you you can't do something, and you can't let that bog you down, and you can't let that be something that deteriorates something that you love. And creating is so important when you're doing this business. And we need to be creating, and we talk about this every week. We want to be creating, we need to be continuously learning, and we need to be continuously open to the possibility of experience so that we have the fullest experience when we're in the room, when we're doing the work, when we get that audition, because we need to continuously be pushing ourselves. And that comes from a confidence that you can do it. And sometimes Bo Eason always talks about course correcting, and like we're always continuously course correcting what we set out to do and what our goal is. And it's accepting that things aren't always going to be the way you want them, or things aren't going to happen as fast as you expect them to, but trusting that you're getting better over time. And the more you do it, the more you show that you're passionate, the more you show that you have what it takes to stand with the best of them and to stare at the eye of the storm and say, fuck you, I'm here, you can't pass, or something along those lines, the better off you'll be. And I need to take my own advice sometimes and just do something different.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Tom, one of our coaches, often says everyone needs to fight for what they want in life and in acting career, and yeah. And fight to say no to what you don't want. And to a large degree, the happiness and peace in your life will come from knowing that you are working towards the things that you want and gently pushing, or sometimes firmly pushing away the things that you don't want in your life. And if you're finding yourself that you're thinking of all these things that you want, but not making any moves towards them, and in your head you're also thinking, oh, I shouldn't be doing this, I shouldn't be doing that, I shouldn't be in this situation, but you're still in those, mm-hmm. you're just going to be living this life that's way out of integrity, and you're being pulled in different directions, and none of those directions are where you really want to go to.
And sometimes I find it's also the opposite, where it's like, I need to do this, I need to do that, I need to do this, and I'm supposed to be doing that. And then you get so overwhelmed with the things that you need to be doing that you don't do anything.
Right, right.
And yeah. And that's also a trap. So
yeah, that's a big trap. I mean, I would say, first off, nobody needs to do anything. It's like you make everything that you do a choice that you want to do it. So change some of that to the term that I've heard is, instead of feeling, because that doesn't feel good, it doesn't give you, you also want to feel that you're in control and in charge of your life. And mm-hmm. obviously you never know, like you can't be in control of it so much that like everything needs to be perfect and people need to do and say what I want them to do, and everything needs to be just going exactly according to plan. So it's not going to be that much of control, but you want to feel like you're in charge and your life is being created by you, like you're the writer of your own destiny. And I think one of those tricks is changing those things. I mean, if it's something you don't want to do and you cannot do it, just drop it and don't do it. But if it's something where you're saying, oh, I need to, or I have to, change that to I get to. And all of a sudden that's a different, it's sort of a gratitude mindset of like, oh, like if you say, oh, I need to rehearse, or oh crap, I need to learn my lines. It's no, I get to learn my lines. I get to rehearse. I get to go to this class, versus mm-hmm. just that little mental switch. No matter what it is in your life, makes you feel better. Like even if it's something that maybe is a more menial task, you might be, well, I get to do this, meaning you're alive and you're like breathing, so you're able to do it. I think that's one place to begin. But also too, I think sometimes we do too much. Me personally too, sometimes we spin too many plates, and I think there's a big truth to less is more in some cases in your life, not necessarily less effort, but more focus, less overall directions to like things, or it's like playing whack-a-mole sometimes in your life, you know, where you're like trying to do all these things and keep all these plates spinning, but at the expense of making too much progress in one. So sometimes it might be like saying no to things and then just using the time to do your core three or your core five things. For a lot of people, that's it. Like there's a sort of a, I don't know if it's a Zen thing or a Stoic thing. Like the less I do, the more I make, or the less I do, the more I become. So it's just finding that spot of like, where can you find ease in your life too? A lot of times we complicate things, and we make these big scenarios and big situations and like rackets out of scenarios instead of just like, okay, what would be the easiest thing for me to do? And but that's also a fine line too, because you don't want it to be easy, like, oh, I'm taking the easy way out, because sometimes it's like do the hard things to make your life easier later. If you only ever do the easy things, then later in your life, it's going to be hard. Life's a paradox.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always a fine line. There's always a yin and yang. There's a dark and a light. Mm-hmm. You just got to find it. But the most important thing is stay present and have fun in the moment and plan for the future. Yeah. Don't spend too much time.
Have an idea of what your future can be, but let it be so flexible that when that, like, not be so specific with your future that there isn't flexibility for adaptation.
Yeah, I think you don't necessarily have to be flexible about the future, but you certainly need to be flexible about how you get there.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the thing, the how of it. But if in your head you've got a clear, like, oh, I want this kind of house. I want to live in this location. This is the kind of work I want to do. Sticking to your guns, I think, is a good thing. But you can't, don't stick to, like, it would be like if you said, I got to go to Paris. But you decided in your head that the only way you would get to Paris would be in the Concorde jet. But there's a guy on a ship, a boat, being like, I'll take you for free. But you're like, no, I got to get to Paris. And in my head, it's going to be on the Concorde jet. Meanwhile, you have all these other options. Like, well, why don't you just fly on a commercial airliner? There's a ticket there. And no, I got my plan. I know how it's going to work. Mm-hmm. So being maybe rigid, a little, you could have some rigidity in your destination, but be flexible in the journey, since the journey is kind of what it's all about anyways, I suppose. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wants to think about
fun in the moment.
I've got the comedy dice here. Pick a number. I'm gonna win you a prize here.
Five.
Okay, here we go.
People would call that rigged, but all right.
No, it's not rigged. This dice has been checked by Deloitte and Touche before the show. They have certified that this is an official podcast dice.
The podcast dice.
There's no way I could possibly rig that. It's science. It works on a completely random algorithm. I mean, you had a 1 in 6 chance. It's not like it was astronomical. You guessed 5 out of 6 numbers, and it happened to be 5. So it's your lucky day. It all worked out. All right, well, this has been a fun low-key episode. I think we both had a bit of a sugar crash after our Halloween candy, our Halloween candy. Thank you everyone for tuning in on wherever you're listening. Make sure to hit that subscribe button so that you can get the notifications of the new episodes. Make sure all of you who are actors take advantage of that first audition free, and that's at laughingvikings.com/gift. And if you want to become an actual member here of our audition club, as you know, we help professional actors rehearse and record winning auditions for TV, film, and theater without tech hassles, without bugging family and friends, so you can have more fun and book more roles. And the audition club membership's at laughingvikings.com/join. And take a screenshot of this, or share the podcast link on your social media. Tag a couple actor friends who you think maybe they could use a little shot in the arm, maybe they use a little help, or maybe they've been complaining to you about what a pain in the ass it is to do their auditions with their family members and with their friends in their noisy condo with their cats and dogs running around, and they need a little help. And then they can be like, thank God for you and for sending me to Laughing Vikings for this on the house audition session. First one's always free.
And if you're just listening to this, take a picture of wherever you're listening to this right now.
Ooh, I like that.
And then tag us on Instagram.
Yeah. And bonus points if it's somewhere weird, like if you're on the top of a mountain right now, or you're on a
100 points if you're listening to this podcast in an alley.
In an alley, yeah, bonus points. Or I don't know why, but I picture like an Indiana Jones rickety rope bridge across a giant crevasse filled with crocodile infested waters below. If you happen to be like, we're just in your earbuds while you're going for a run across some crazy top of a mountain rope bridge, hanging precariously.
Our inspirational voices are carrying them to the top of a mountain.
Right. Yeah. Keep going and don't let go. If you're hanging from that rope bridge right now and you're like, should I just let go and be eaten by the crocodiles in the river below?
No. Don't do it.
Keep going.
Stay on that bridge.
Indiana Jones needs you on the other side.
Get over there.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. That's real motivating.
Yeah.
It's kind of specific. And if you have lesser degrees of issues going on in your life, also persist and go through those. Everything's going to get better. I heard a great podcast earlier today where he was talking about all, like, and I think we all know this, shit happens to everybody, but it's if you see every potentially negative thing that happens to you just in the terms of what did you learn and how did you grow, you should always come out after that event more grateful and stronger as a human, because you're like, well, at least you're like, well, if that ever happens to me again, I'll know how to deal with that, or I'll know how to help someone get through that. But yeah, wherever you're at right now, whatever you got going on, whatever problems you got in your life, know that it will get better. And you can always reach out to Laughing Vikings if you need a little help or if you need a little toffee.
Mm-hmm. We always have toffee and we're always ready to listen.
You've always got time for Tim Hortons.
Thank you, everybody. Have a fantastic week. Keep going, keep pushing. You can do it. That's all for today. Enjoy your night.
Bye.